At one time, Buddha Shakyamuni was staying at a place called Vaishali, near Sarnath in India. With 36,000 Bodhisattva disciples. At that time, through his compassion, Bodhisattva Manjusri asked Buddha this most important question. So all these disciples are gathered at Buddha's feet. And Bodhisattva Manjusri is blessed to ask Buddha this question and receive an answer that's so important for us. Bodhisattva Manjusri asked Buddha, in the future, the Buddha Dharma will degenerate and the beings of this world will find it difficult to practice Dharma purely and gain Dharma realizations. Because of this, it will be very difficult for those beings to control their minds, especially their uncontrolled desire. So they will naturally engage in negative actions. They will hold wrong views and they will deny the value of spiritual realizations. As a result of these non-virtuous and inappropriate actions, the world will be filled with problems, dangers, adversities, disasters, famine, many incurable diseases will develop. Living beings alive at that time will experience unbearable physical suffering and mental pain. Who will protect them? Who will care for them? Who will release them from their sufferings? So this is Bodhisattva Manjusri's question. In response to Manjusri's question, Buddha expounded the sutra called 800 Verses, principally revealing the instructions on the practice of the medicine Buddhas. Buddha said as his reply, in the future, if living beings rely with strong faith and devotion upon the medicine Buddhas, they will be cured of otherwise incurable physical disease and mental pain, as well as all other outer and inner diseases. So he's recommending, when the world is pervaded entirely by problems and dangers due to uncontrolled minds and inappropriate actions, the practice of relying on the medicine Buddhas is so important. So we've experienced since beginningless time the pain of the three inner poisons and all the sufferings and problems they give rise to. Now, by relying upon Medicine Buddha, Medicine Guru, we can be freed from these sufferings forever. How wonderful. How kind. Buddha also explained the methods for receiving blessings from these Buddhas. He explained the benefits of relying upon these Buddhas. He explained how to accomplish a special power of body, speech, and mind through the practice of the Medicine Buddhas. And he explained how to use this special power to benefit others through healing actions. All these things Buddha explained, and we're going to learn. Buddha then emanated light rays from his heart and invited the seven Medicine Buddhas to appear in Vaishali so that all the 36,000 Bodhisattva's disciples could see them directly. Buddha introduced each one of the seven Medicine Buddhas. He said, "This is Tathagata, Medicine Guru. He comes from an eastern Pure Land called Lapis Jewel Land. This Medicine Buddha is Tathagata, King of Clear Knowing. This Buddha is Tathagata, melodious ocean of Dharma proclaimed. This Buddha is Tathagata, supreme glory, free from sorrow. This Tathagata, Buddha, is Tathagata, stainless, excellent gold. This Buddha is Tathagata, king of melodious sound. And this Buddha is Tathagata, glorious renown of excellent signs." Buddha appeared them, invited them from his heart, and all the 36,000 Bodhisattva disciples could see these seven Medicine Buddhas directly. It is said that through hearing these instructions on the Medicine Buddhas, 36,000 human beings and 700,000 non-human beings attained high realizations. So inspiring. So we're meeting them also, just not seeing them directly yet.